Views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Talking Heads with Nati is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Eddie Minnis Live, PSC Distributors Limited, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Nati Johnny's, Percy's Land Games, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
I've been feeling for your love so long.
You got it logged and loaded to the Tuesday, September 10th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy, Naughty, and your company right up until 6 p.m. It is a Tuesday, so you know, in short order, we will be going to Grand Bahama. I know Sarah Kirkby is traveling. I know Darren Cooper is tied up right now, but he will be chiming in if possible. But like I said, I still got all things Grand Bahama. I got the headlines coming up out of Grand Bahama as well. And if it's the case that both Sarah and Darren are MIA, we will open up the lines, all right? But before we get to all of that, you know, I like to keep you in the know and get you where you want to go. Got a little FYI for you. If you have a Japanese import vehicle and no longer are able to listen to radio, news, talk, music content on Guardian Radio, then you got to get in touch with the Hit Spot. They're offering a $79.99 special, VAT included. And that's for band extender equipment and installation, all included, during the month of September. And don't forget, mention this ad. Let them know you heard it on Guardian Radio or on Talking Heads. And the Hit Spot's going to hook you up with that $79.99 special, VAT included, your band extender equipment and installation, month of September only. So if you have that Japanese import vehicle and your radio's on the kaputs, get in touch with the Hit Spot today. And as you know, we've got the fall lineup coming up. That's right. It's the September to Remember right here on Guardian Radio. It's the fall premiere week, and it starts at 6:30, the debut of Kenny's Corner with Kennedy Campbell Moss. Tune in right after the 6 p.m. news for thrilling, provocative adult conversations. Kenny's Corner, beginning today, September 10th, on Guardian Radio, 6:30. And then on Thursday night, September 12th at 6:30 p.m., join Debbie Deal and Leonard Sands with the Bahamian Creation. Nailed It. That's right. Great name for the show, Nailed It. And it's a contractor show, you know, talking about building. For everybody who like to nail and screw, you know what I'm saying? That's a great show. So be sure to join in every Thursday at 6:30 p.m., obviously. Issues dealing with contractors, construction, and the building community. For contractors, for consumers, for everyone. Nailed It, beginning Thursday, September 12th on Guardian Radio at 6:30 p.m. And stay tuned, because there's more to come in part two of our fall premiere week, and that's all coming up next week, so keep on listening out. All right, now that I've hooked you up, got you FYI'd and got you in the know and get you where you want to go, if you want to chime in today, here's how.
Here's how you can become a talking head, brought to you by BTC.
Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96, that's 422-4796. Phone lines are open in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free and anyone in the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. Cable, BTC Flow Channel 612, Cable Channel 969, that's how you get it in, that's how you get it on, for fresh news, smart talk, all day, right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And like I said, we got lots to talk about today. You know, each and every Tuesday, great supplement in The Guardian, courtesy of the Grand Bahama News. So you got to check that out, all things Grand Bahama. We will touch on those headlines on the flip side of the break. Like I said, Sarah Kirkby is traveling this week. Darren may chime in. He may not. I'll know in short order. But either way, we'll open up the lines if not. And like I said, we got lots to talk about. As a matter of fact, got some of these headlines we need to talk about.
It's time for Headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
And be sure, college sale going on, 40% off selected items, both locations, flagship store, Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza. Both those locations available for you Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. And check them out online, finethreads.com. Do your shopping online, then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. All right, here's what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views at Madison's 1844 Nygaard gets 11 years. Judge sentences sexual predator. Story by Rachel Scott. Peter Nygaard, a now former Canadian fashion mogul who once lived in the high life in the exclusive Life at Key community and was an influential and often controversial player in Bahamian politics and national life, was yesterday sentenced to 11 years in prison by a judge in Canada after being found guilty of sexually assaulting four women. Last November, Nygaard, 83, was found guilty by a jury in Toronto on four counts of sexual assault. Allegations against him stem from as far back as the 1980s. He has roughly 6.7 years left on his sentence, taking into account time served since his arrest. He'll be eligible for parole in about 2 years. Water and Sewerage Corporation, GM, testifies there was no urgency to paint water tanks. Story by Travis Cartwright Carroll. Water and Sewerage Corporation General Manager Robert Deal testified yesterday that he had concerns about the corporation's decision to paint certain water tanks. Deal, who was Deputy General Manager at the time the contracts for the tanks were awarded, appeared in the court during the trial of Water and Sewerage Corporation's former Executive Chairman, Adrian Gibson, and its former General Manager, Edward Donaldson, Jr. Murder convict escapes. Police last night were searching for Anthony Bethel, a 31-year-old murder convict who escaped lawful custody while at the Princess Margaret Hospital. But didn't we get raptured? So I need to double-check that. PM pledges to fix the Lutheran's infrastructure woes. Promises. If I don't fix it, Mr. PM, then talk about it and say, hey, I fixed it. Check it out. Look what I did. Don't tell us what you're going to. Let us know what you did. Prime Minister Philip Brave Davis said yesterday his government is working to bring long-term solutions to water and electricity issues on Eleuthera. In recent months, we've heard the outcry about the power and water situation, Davis said, during the North Eleuthera International Airport Saudi Fund for Development loan signing and RFP launch ceremony. Pintard calls for greater transparency on Saudi loans. Story by Candia Dames. Hours after the Bahamas government yesterday signed a $55 million loan agreement with Saudi Fund for Development, SFD, for the expansion and upgrade of the North Eleuthera Airport, opposition leader Michael Pintard called for more transparency on the arrangement and suggested the Davis administration may be in violation of financial laws. So keep an eye on that and connect the dots and follow the money, like I always tell you. Let me check out the text lines real quick. You glad you ain't ever been to Nygaard? Yeah. Okay, all right. All right, that's just a wrap right there on some of that, you know, headlines making news in the Nassau Guardian, News and Views in Madison's 1844. We're going to take a quick break. Flip side of the break, we'll get into the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. We'll check in with Freeport. If Darren's available, we'll chop it up with Darren. If not, I'll give you a brief rundown of the headlines in Grand Bahama, and then we'll open up the lines because we got lots to talk about. Mm-hmm. And if we open up the lines and you want to continue talking about performance and how you get a foreign and visas and so on and so forth, hey, I'm here for you. The Tuesday, September 10th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this. Oh, no, 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 no. Baby, tell me where you gone. I've been feeling for your love so long. We can trace time in the moonlight. Baby, if you with me, better do right. Why can't treat day be every day? Get the new KFC Value Box for only $9.95, packed with one piece of your favorite fried chicken, cheesy mashed potatoes, three 100% real white meat nuggets, a buttery biscuit, a delicious dessert biscuit, and an ice-cold 16-ounce soda. Name a crunchier deal. You can't. Order your new favorite deal online with Messenger or WhatsApp Hi to 557-3663 to start your KFC order today. KFC knows value, and it's finger-licking good.
You've asked, so I am back. Kendani Campbell-Moss with Kenny's Corner. Let's talk about everything that makes your heart jump and makes you want to tingle. The radios are going to be set an absolute blaze. Tuesday, 6:30, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Kenny's Corner, ladies and gentlemen. Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. Tuesdays at 6:30,
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Bahamas, are you ready?
Keep the Five Alive Music Group, along with Alpha Sounds, presents
the best of the best, Raking Straight Explosion Reloaded.
This is the biggest one-day all-Bahamian concert of the year.
Featuring KB, D-Mac, Abby,
Mama D,
Fan Sean,
Shine 242,
The Falcons,
and more.
Mark your calendars. It's going down November the 2nd
at Super Club Breezes Ground.
Tickets now available at BahamasEtickets.com
or both Beauty Shack location.
General admission $60. VIP Skybox and Sky Pods also available.
For more info, call 394-0819
or email keepthevibealive242 at gmail.com.
Experience the magic once again
with more legends for one night only.
Come party with us November 2nd at Best of the Best.
Raking Straight Explosion Reloaded.
You're listening to Conley on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John Shoes.
They say it's sun, and it's shining for all. But there are some people who get that shine at all.
These rows of flames are catching a fire. You sing my song, I've been on this road for way too long. I've been hoping that we all get along. These roads of flames are catching a fire. Showed you I loved you, you called me a liar. Give God the thanks and praises.
We're back at you right here on the Tuesday, September 10th edition of Talking Heads. And, all right, cool. So what we're going to do is we're going to open up the lines, all right? I'm going to give Darren a chance to chime in. I know he's tied up. And we'll open up the lines, and we can discuss whatever you want to discuss. Chime on in. I'll give you the rundown real quick, though, of some of the headlines in Grand Bahama. Because as you know, each and every Tuesday, we have the supplement, courtesy of the Grand Bahama News, right here. I'm only going to do my due diligence and make sure, you know, get it out there. Because I like to make sure, you know, you guys take advantage of that great supplement. And here's what's going on now in Grand Bahama. Grand Bahama Power struggles to provide consistent supply. What happened? They've been hanging out with BPLA. Wow. Load shedding unacceptable, says Grand Bahama Minister. Well, why is it unacceptable in Grand Bahama, Ms. Moxie, but acceptable here in New Providence and other places? It's unacceptable, period, by both entities to provide power, BPL and the Grand Bahama Power Company. Wow. Airport terminal demolition on hold. Wait now. Hold on. I've been waiting patiently for the PM to say what the deal is with the airport and the hotel for weeks now because he said it was coming. Now the demolition is on hold. Work will continue on other aspects of the airport. The demolition project at Grand Bahama International Airport is on hold until a decision is made regarding the old terminal's use. This according to Minister of Tourism, Investments, and Aviation, Chester Cooper. who told that to the Grand Bahama News. Like, well, hold on. What happened to the money? What was it, like $400 million that they put up for that? Where that gone? They're gone. Or what happened with it? That's what I want to know. No unsupervised miners allowed at Port Lucaya. Well, the port's stomping down now. Uh-huh. Boy, these youngsters today, boy, they trying to get... Port Lucaya Marketplace Management has posted a sign alerting parents that with immediate effect, all minors on the property must be accompanied by an adult. The notice came after an increasing number of serious fights and sexually related incidents on the property involving young guests. Marketplace Director Ivan Moss told Grand Bahama News the management is hoping for cooperation from parents and guardians to ensure the safety of their youngsters. Boy, I tell you. Different from my generation, boy. Yeah, we have problems, boy, but look here. We still used to have the fear of cut skin in mind, you know? All right, let me check the text line. So if you want to chime in the Grand Bahama on anything, you know, making headlines in the Grand Bahama News today in the supplement, or if you want to chime in on anything that you've seen here in the dailies, or we talked about earlier, it's all good. Naughty, Nygaard has been found guilty of aiming. Young woman was raped by him. Was she one of them he was jailed for? If so, can she sue him can she sue him? He stole her innocence. Well, that might become now something, on the civil front. Because I've heard cases where people, you know, have been convicted of a certain crime, but obviously for have been sued civilly. A la O.J. Simpson. Naughty, these roads bad. Plus it hot. Listen, you're preaching to the choir, Dexter. These roads ain't bad. They horrible. They crater. They like the moon. But, hey, listen, back in the day, you used to get bust with a bottle. Now you're getting bust with a corn texter. You ain't lying. You are not lying. Conflict resolution has gone totally out the window in 2024. Naughty, imagine having a new airport, but you can't keep the light of water on. What a time. Wow. A Luther's in the house. Hey. Wee. That's true, though. The irony speaks volumes. Imagine having a new airport, but you can't keep the light or water on. It's the truth, though. How ironic is that? You know? I find that very ironic. And big sign-ins and all of that, but what are we getting out of it long-term? You know? Yes, Naughty, the escaped convict was recaptured. All right, thank you for the heads up and for the update, Texter. I thought I saw it, but I wanted to make sure. Naughty, it's a mockery that Nygaard was never charged in this country. Naughty, some people have airports, but no light on the runway. My God, you're pulling it all out today, eh? Everybody business coming out. What airport don't have lights on the runway? Let me know which ones. I thought we had all lighted or lit Family Island airports. We still getting people to line up with their cars so planes can land and flashing all the lights. Wow. But I tell you, it's like the more things change, the more they stay the same. I swear we've been talking about these things over and repeatedly in one way, shape, or form. Under past administrations, this current administration, it's crazy. Naughty, now, I don't support all of Peter Nygaard's actions, but you don't think those girls didn't know what they were getting into when they went to those pamper parties? Maybe some did, maybe some didn't. I don't know. But for them to be violated in the way some were, or to be raped, doesn't have any place in society. I don't care who you are. Wow. Naughty, you talking about cars pulling up on the runway, letting them know in those family islands, people with a flashlight don't count. Wow, it's that bad? Nordy, I must say, your last text in regards to Nygaard, I think that must be the donkey of the day. Boy, I let you say it, not me. I still don't get how crimes those heinous and people being taken advantage of regardless of the situation. Nobody goes expecting to be drugged or raped or held against their will or, you know, feel uncomfortable or made untoward. You know, the wrong advances made. You never know. And regardless of what intentions they've ended with, at the end of the day, no means no. At whatever point no is no, it's no. But again, we have become desensitized to a lot of things. It's become part of the fabric. And that's what makes me scratch my head. How we get here, but we become so cold, so unattached. You know? And eventually we'll talk about it for a couple of days, it'll get to the back page of the paper, and then, gone. Don't talk about it anymore. It's done. No, it can't be that way. You got to start to learn to call wrong where wrong is. Give wrong where wrong is. We allow too much stuff to fly by, to slide by. And then, you know, after the cow is gone, then we worry about closing the barn door. It's too late then. Naughty, good afternoon. How are you? I'm good. How are you, Texter? Naughty, how could the PM say that he was not in a position to help Cat Island before when he was Minister of Works in the last PRP government? Look how long he represented them. Well, I don't know what talks the PM has regarding Cat Island. I mean, he's in a position to help them now. So he should help them. I don't worry about the past incarnations and posts that he's been in government. You're in the top seat in the land. You're citizen number one. That is your constituency. That should be your legacy. When you did have an opportunity to hands-on do it, you did. Not trying to draw. But when you look at the deputy prime minister and $1.2 billion worth of investments in Exuma, you can clearly see what he's doing for his constituency. And I'm not trying to sell upset. I'm just calling it how it is. Look and see. The proof lies in the pudding. It lies in the pictures. It lies in the videos. We got Darren? All right, good. Now you're in for a treat. We got Darren, and we're going to make it count. We got enough time, too. Let me get this last text. All politicians make our promises, Naughty, when they're elected, but they hardly deliver on them. Every summer there is a problem with BPL. When will this stop? We, the voters, have to make a stand and stop this foolishness from happening year after year. Well, it starts with, you know, the voting process and who we elect and holding them accountable and stop falling for the regular, you know, political BS on the campaign trail. We got to stop being the conk. We got to take the mallet from the conk salad maker and start whopping them. I'm tired of being the conk. Real quick, let me get this last text. Naughty, what is our AG into? He doesn't say anything on crime, and all his corporate bills always have to be revised. Now they're talking about the AG office giving their opinion on the Valley Boy scandal. Lord help us, because that office ain't serious about small or big things. I agree, Texter. I agree. All right, let's get to Grand Bahama. We got Darren Cooper checking in, and I'm very glad to have Darren on the show. We all know Darren's been out, and we continue to, you know, keep him in our thoughts and prayers, but I'm so glad he had time to chime in with us today. Darren, how are you, man?
Hey, Naughty. Hey, Grand Bahama, Bahamas. It's good to be back on the show. Sorry I'm late. I'm still, you know, going through the whole investigation process, going through findings, and
I know it's a rough period of time for you, man, but, you know, continue to persevere, to keep on chopping. That tree don't fall.
Still trying to make sense of a lot that's happening and just rebound and rebuild from where we are. But Still here, still fighting, still kicking. Never say die until you're dead. And so I'm going to continue to do what I can for the wonderful island of Grand Bahama.
Well, you know, I know you hold Grand Bahama very near and dear, so you know what you're going through, but I would like you to comment, if you could, on the situation now that we've heard that the airport is now on hold. The demolition of the airport is now on hold. What's going on with that?
You know, Naughty, I heard the Prime Minister, I mean, the Deputy Prime Minister made a comment while in Grand Bahama several weeks ago talking about the decision to turn what is left of the building to some courier hub or something of that sort. I then said, oh, I smell a rat, because there's always some changes. First of all, we were removing the airport, a very well-structured sound building. So we then got out the interior of the building. We then moved out all of the drop ceilings of the building. We then start taking down some of the metal panels and you name it, of all that has already set up. And now you see, and then on top of this, you know, what is done with the money that was already borrowed for the...
Wasn't $400 million or something supposed to go toward all of that?
Well, yeah. You know, and the details are never clear. It's always sketchy. And that's why I stand by the statement that we continue to make, that we have a government who doesn't want to dialogue with us, because I believe that they dialogue with some of us. They know that we got sufficient sense to read in, to look in, and to ask the questions that's necessary. But they'll continue to meet with their political groups, one who will just support any old rubbish that they tell them and just go by it. But they, you know, I don't know when we really take the people of Grand Bahama serious and or governments who take the people of Grand Bahama serious and do what is right by the people, you know. And if they would find the time to continue to stop talking to us through the media domain and come and dialogue with us, come and sit with us, come and be able to say, this is what is going on, this is how it's going on, and let us be a part of some dialogue. You know, so what is done with the contractor who is given the contract, who would have signed a contract to demolish this airport, and now it stopped in the middle of it, or on what percentage of it it may have stopped? Will he fully be compensated? And if he will be fully compensated, then that's another cost that the Bahamian people have to pay for that we really didn't get the service for. So it's so much sketchy stuff that we just don't have the answers for.
And getting answers, like you say, with no Freedom of Information Act, no Procurement Act, no dialogue. Has there been any with the PM meeting with the business owners like you requested months ago?
No
follow-up on that yet?
No follow-up meeting. One meeting was had several months ago at the Chamber of Commerce. And again, you know, it was not where we had the opportunity to be able to properly dialogue with.
That's the one where only 10 questions were asked or something like that?
No, where we were asked to submit the questions.
Correct.
And four was selected by OPM.
There you go.
Yeah.
For clarification.
Four questions that didn't even have any substance or anything that really made sense.
Right.
You know, but yeah, that's what we got. And that's what we had to go with.
All right, then the next big issue, big headline in the Grand Bahama News today. Grand Bahama Power struggles to provide consistent supply. Load shedding unacceptable, says Grand Bahama Minister. Well, what are we going to do about it? I mean...
Well, Nari, you know, I've had the wonderful fortune today, and I've heard other politicians made the comment in the last evening meeting that I was a part of, who made requests to meet with the Grand Bahama Power Company. And no response was given to them then. But I had the great fortune, myself and another activist, who he would have wrote to the power company requesting a dialogue in a meeting, which he would have done yesterday morning. And this morning at 11 a.m., myself, along with the Quan Swain, would have had the wonderful privilege of sitting down with GBPC's executives. No, we weren't offered a check. No, we weren't bribed. We laid out the issues and the concerns related to Grand Bahama. We laid out the concerns of what capacity that they're operating on. We also laid out the concerns of taxation and being able to also create a forum throughout the city to bring clarity and explanation or clear understanding of what is going on. Yes, all businesses, Naughty, goes to its level of challenges. And I will, as a business owner, I will not join the bandwagon in saying that, oh, every business goes without challenges. GBPC goes with its challenges. I am very disappointed in GBPC's performance, and I've expressed that to them. GBPC has been reliable over the years, but lack of maintenance and whatever else may have been their factor on them having to create load share. They've indicated that Unit 33, which is the largest unit, has been out of commission for about 2 years. They've worked this year in putting it back on screen. But along with that, Unit 31 went down, which created them only being able to run on Unit 32. And so they've worked feverishly to get Unit 31. Unit 31 is back up, but for some, it's running, but it still has some other problem where it's not generating the power. Hence, they would have rented or they would have brought in some rental units. Load shedding now has ceased because of the rental generator. But at the end of the day, this is going to be a cost passed down to the consumers. And so that was also a concern which we raised. And that's an issue that we've had because Grand Bahama cannot have any added cost. We saw where GBPC yesterday morning would have released a new fuel charge, which went up by some 37 cents per kilowatts. And that's a cost that's going to be passed to the consumers. So we had a good dialogue. It was not a passive one. We were candid, we were clear, and we were open with the executives. Dave McGregor was not on island, but he chimed in through Zoom or through a video call. And we were able to walk out of that meeting with some understandings, but we were also able to walk out of that meeting, letting GBPC know that we are going to take necessary action if they don't mitigate, one, the loss that business owners would have encountered because of the load shed, and two, we want for them to properly compensate the residents for damaged equipment and create a more friendly user system for our elderly folks who don't have the necessary savvy computer technology that's needed to submit a claim and do what's needed to make sure that those refrigerators that needs to keep medication cool or those damage is properly and quickly repaired. And so we were able to have a good conversation. And I left out that meeting with the expectation that GBPC is going to do what I believe is right by the Grand Bahamian people. The person in charge is a Grand Bahamian, and I've charged her to make sure I carry out what is right for the people. And so we've given them the respectable time to look into it and to deal with it. And we hope that we don't have to take drastic measures like was done in a Canadian court against this company who is very much aware that we know what our rights are. And again, we will make application to meet with the Grand Bahama Port Authority, who is, under the Hawkshaw Creek Agreement, the regulators, and also have some level of responsibility to keep this company feet to the fire and make sure that they provide reliable, affordable, and comfortable service for the people of Grand Bahama.
Good stuff, Darren. I'm glad to know that, you know, your activism has opened up some line of communication for the citizens of Grand Bahama in relation to, you know, the power provision and the Grand Bahama Power Company. Got to keep an eye on that.
I've asked business owners in Grand Bahama yesterday during a live feed to accumulate your loss of earnings. If there's any damaged equipment, if you would have lost revenue because of the power outage, whatever it was. I've also encouraged them to put those staff who may or will be cut pay because they didn't work their accumulating hours, to also put them in that expenditure to make sure. And don't make up numbers. Give us factual, legitimate, realistic, certified numbers of loss. We want to compile them. We will submit them to the relevant agencies, to the Grand Bahama Power Company, and we will also submit them to the regulator, which is the Grand Bahama Port Authority, and we will make sure that we get what is necessary and response to the people of Grand Bahama.
All right, I got a separate question now, Darren, and I'm sure you could help me with this. I'm looking at the story in the Grand Bahama News. Grand Bahama schools embrace new academic year with enthusiasm. You know, my next question is a certain school down there in West End up and running and ready for school? Ready to go, real talk this time?
Naughty, no. That school is still not open.
But wasn't that the big hullabaloo for the by-election with the new MP, Mr. Smith, down there, that school was going to be open?
Well, from what I've been advised, and I guess what I've been advised is legitimate, was that the repairs or the continuation renovation to the school in Holmes Rock falls under this fiscal budget, and so work should begin. I saw a couple of weeks ago that there was pinging going on the hurricane shelter wall. But I was down in the Western District yesterday, and there was nothing being done. There was no work being done. The asphalt of the parking lot was still not paved. Bush was still growing up high. No activity was being done at the Holmes Rock Primary School. Now, I probably might just wing it and say that they might have it ready for the 2025 school term. And, of course, you know, that's the year of the official campaign for the road to 3 years later, is still not ready to be used and for students to be housed there.
Wow.
And that is information that I got, that I saw up to yesterday, between the hours of 10 and 11 o'clock. If anything happened after that, I could verify, but I doubt anything would have changed since then to now. Right, and this is information I saw myself. No one told me this.
Let me check the text lines real quick. Naughty, it seems like the Grand Bahama Power Company and BPL run the same playbook. The customer's got to pay more in the long run. And does anybody get reimbursed for damages appliances from BPL or the Grand Bahama Power Company? It's a good question. Do they get reimbursed for damage appliances with the Grand Bahama Power Company?
One of the questions that I would have asked the power company today, yes, there is a compensation system that they have in place. Customers are not always compensated because, again, they have this tactic where they say your house is not properly grounded, or they find sometimes some fault in being able to pay. And then there are times when they do pay, but the calculation system that they use, I asked them today to please verify where they get it from. And what are the system that they're using? Because, you know, it just doesn't add up based on a value of a $4,000 camera system being damaged by power outage. And then you offer me $1,000 replacement of the camera system or a refrigerator that's costing $700. That's only 3 months old. But then you're offering me a payout of some $100 and some for replacement. So I wanted them, just like how cars have a Kelly Blue Book value that gives the insurers, I wanted to know what was the measuring stick for GDPC. There is no measuring stick. There's a one-person system that has, they say they practice some regulations that they're governed by for this procedure. But is it public? And could you make it public so that we can understand what is being done? So even those who are properly compensated, are not properly compensated. And again, you know, we're left with having to come out of pocket to be able to replace whatever is needed. I asked the question to the power company. there is this SSR charge, the storm recovery charge that we pay. We're paying for a brand new replaced pole, but a pole that was old, that was 20 years old. Why didn't we prorate the cost of the pole that's only 20 years old rather than just a brand new $2,000 pole? So they want to win on their end, and they're getting a more stronger, durable system from our expense, but then we as the customers have to get whatever they push down our throat. That's unacceptable. And we've made that known to them, and we've asked them to change the system in which they use. And again, failure to do so, we will use our court systems, and we will use all the means necessary to get the response that we believe we deserve.
All right. But Darren, I mean, we've been talking about this for going on 2 years, man.
Yeah.
The airport, the hotel, the hospital. I mean, at some point, this administration and past administrations and future administrations need to understand the man. But in Grand Bahama and Abaco especially, they tired of the talks. They sound great, but I mean, let's see the finished product.
Our political leaders continue to miss the wonderful opportunity of a proper dialogue with their people. They feel as if they're so smart and they have all of the answers. I can tell you that when I left that meeting today with Jimmy Power, I saw the awe on their face. And you know what that awe was? Wow, we didn't see it that way. We didn't even look at it that way. And I use that as an example that there's so much knowledge that can be passed on to our political leaders from the streets, from those that don't have the high school diploma of this and that. But our political leaders just do what they want to do and miss the opportunity to tap in. Only time they tap into the streets is election time and they want to buy the votes. But don't see the need to keep the dialogue going, to keep the people engaged. And so they miss these opportunities. And now they have to backpedal an airport that I, Chester Cooper, said would have been finished for 2024. It's still being considered and discussed. It's been sent placed. The demolition of the old terminal, which in my view, some new system could have been built right to the top of it. But now we have a different plan in being put in place. And we are not even aware of the details. We have a hotel that should have been so long gone. We still don't even have the full details on this product. And many others that's sitting in the chair that's missing the opportunity that previous administrations have missed. And they said, oh, you just keep on, you want to meet with the prime minister? No, we want dialogue because there's some things that's being done that really don't make sense.
All right, Darren.
The ease of business is just not easy in the Bahamas.
Anywhere. But in islands where you're recovering from major hurricanes and major pandemic issues and you're still trying to get back to where you need to be and there's a mound of red tape holding your back, it doesn't help.
Correct.
I got one for you here. Nordy, can you please ask Darren if they have petitioned the courts for the reimbursement of property from power surges or for the actions of the Grand Bahama Port Authority? Because Fred Mitchell said that they should and can.
Again, you can't petition the court without the documents in terms of accumulating what the actual costs you'll be petitioning for. And that's why I've asked business owners throughout Grand Bahama, those who've been greatly impacted, to submit some certified document to say, this is the loss of my company during these particular days. Once we can compile that, we then will make an application. First of all, we will submit it to the Grand Bahama Power Company and also to the Grand Bahama Port Authority, who is our regulators and supposed to be our defenders. And we will seek their engagement in being able to seek the compensation for these businesses. Failing to do so, we then have a document that we can then use to submit an actual claim process. For us to submit an application now is premature because we wouldn't be able to say to the courts, this is what the actual bill is. the power surges or power load sharing was just last weekend passed. And so we're now hoping that persons will take the necessary documents. If they want to, they can submit them to the Grand Bahama Power Company and also submit to us, that we would be able to know that that both parties have, and the company has the documents, and we also have a copy that we will then be able to compile and see if we end up to a $1.2 million or whatever the settlement is. We know what the Hawksbury Creek Agreement says, and we know what we will be approaching the regulators for: reliable, affordable power. And so if you want to be the regulator, then you'll have to carry the brunt of regulating this power and get the necessary answer. So no bill or nothing has been submitted as yet. It's still premature for us to do so until we can compile all of it, and that takes time. But we've made it known to them that we are coming, and we want them to have a system to mitigate the matter in a timely fashion, or if they want to, we can play it up to the courts.
All right, I got a couple for you real quick before we get out of here, Darren. Naughty, ask Darren. I know he knows the scoop. I hear Ginger and Aram on the way out in Grand Bahama. I know he knows the scoop. Let him tell us what it is.
What is it, Ginger again?
Ginger and Aram on the way out in Grand Bahama. They know you know the scoop. Let us know.
I understand the question.
The Texan wants you to, I guess, break down the situation. They hear rumblings that Ms. Moxie and Mr. Lewis are on the way out as far as being, you know, the next election. So they know, they say you know the scoop, so let us know.
That's a comment that I made on another talk show. If election is called, who would be the MP that I feel won't be reelected? For more reason than one, Aaron Lewis has failed to represent his constituents for the past 8 years or 7 years. His subdivision or his constituency residents are in private subdivisions, but he's not addressed the private developers and being able to address our road concerns and many others. Ginger Moxer, the Minister for Grand Bahama, has failed Grand Bahama, continues to fail Grand Bahama, missed the opportunity to dialogue with residents of Grand Bahama, and also as it relates to our constituents, as we continue to see that there's so many. And yes, I understand that Pine Ridge is indeed a needy constituency. Persons have lost their jobs, persons don't have earnings coming in, and it could be a lot for the minister, but this is the job you signed up for. And so the people of Pine Ridge don't feel as if they were properly, or feel as if they're being properly represented by the Minister for Grand Bahama, the Honorable Ginger Moxie. And so those were the base in which I made my comments, and I stand by what I said a few days ago.
All right, Don, well, we appreciate you, man, and be encouraged and keep on doing what you do, man. A lot of people are counting on you, especially in Grand Bahama. And,
Thank you so much, man.
Become the voice of a lot of people down there. As a matter of fact, here's the last text. Naughty, I want you to read this. I don't care if Darren gets mad. That is my MP for Central Grand Bahama on the next lap. Go, Darren, go.
You ain't gonna live forever.
Okay.
There you go.
Thank you so much, Naughty.
Be safe, man.
Right,
take
man.
Care. We'll talk soon. Let me get this last one in. Naughty, why Fred Mitchell don't tell Assobians the petition quick? Because you will be a tell Fred anyhow. Hey! Let's get to the break. Good first hour, everybody who called in, texted in, chimed in. We'll slide into the news, flip side of the news. We'll be talking sports in the 5 o'clock hour. Keep it right where you got it. The Tuesday, September 10th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Imagine getting full flavor without your wallet judging you. We're taking value to a newer, crunchier level with our new KFC Snack Box. Packed with one piece of juicy fried chicken, crispy fries, and a buttery biscuit, all for just $5.35. Take a break and snack responsibly with a delicious, affordable KFC snack box. Order your new favorite deal online with Messenger or WhatsApp Hive to 557-3663 to start your KFC order today. KFC knows value, and it's finger-licking good.
You've asked for it, and so I am back. Kendani Campbell-Moss with Kenny's Corner. Let's talk about everything that makes your heart jump and makes you want to tingle. The radios are going to be set an absolute blaze. Tuesday, 6:30, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Kenny's Corner, ladies and gentlemen. Guardian Radio, 96 Point Talk, all day. Tuesdays at 6:30.
Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Wanna step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
When you jump in your Japanese import and you turn the radio on, all you hear is we'll install a band extender in your Japanese import for the discounted rate of only $79.99, VAT included. Get your band expander installed today at the Hit Spot and listen to
Star 106.5.
Plus, get fresh news and smart talk on
Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Feeling lucky? Here's Cuban Willie's numerology report. Brought to you by the Island Game.
Buenos dias, Bagacho again. Soy yo, Cuban Willie, with my numerology report, brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. Today is Tuesday. Cuatro pelotas, the four balls. The 2, 2, 1, 8, 2, 2, 1, 8, 22, 18. That's your lucky football today. Play and win with the Island Game. Stay winning, my friend.
We're going to give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Fenton-Kahn, Island Game, keep you winning. Percy Fenton-Kahn, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy Fenton-Kahn, Island Game, we got you. Percy Fenton-Kahn, from the friends you can trust. If winning is a must, go play the game you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account in Percy's Island Game.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Eddie Minutes Live, ESC Distributors Limited, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
We're back at you on the Tuesday, September 10th edition of Talking Heads. We're into the 5 o'clock hour, 5, 10 p.m. is the time. And Pearlie is going to join us. I think Pearlie should be here. You know, Pearlie.
Did you get my two messages?
Yeah, I know you got to get your afternoon snack in, boy. What is it that you're eating cereal in the afternoon, man?
Hey, cornflakes is my thing, man.
I thought it was Wheaties, but anyway, never mind. No, it's all good.
Cornflakes.
Yeah. Y'all veteran dudes be eating cereal late in the day, boy. I don't know what's going on with y'all.
Listen, when you live alone and you're single, you eat what you can get to eat at the time. Sometimes you can't cook.
You just can't cook. You ain't got nothing for the air fryer, and you waiting for your better half to show up at your plate. That's all.
Hey, shh, don't tell nobody.
Hey. Yeah, so let's jump on in, man. We got to get in today in sports history.
Yeah, I just want to say I apologize for not being with you yesterday, but you know how things happen.
You know, it happens, my brother. It's all good.
Okay, cool.
You know, you cover for me enough times. It's all good. We figure your Dodgers cut skin, and you didn't probably you didn't want to talk how poorly your Dolphins played and scaled out with that 3-point victory.
But we were 3-point favorites, weren't we? Wasn't that the line? 3 points?
Yeah, so you did what you were supposed to do.
Yeah, we did what we were supposed to do, so you know. It was evident of the first half that they didn't have a lot of play in preseason. They got it again in the back half.
Yeah, I
know, but you can be that guy because you're
we're going to talk in depth about football, man. We can talk in depth about football.
Jeff will soon be texting. Y'all ain't saying today in sports history yet.
All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. And today's Tuesday. Don't forget tomorrow's Wednesday and Friday. Every Wednesday and Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. Happy hour at Naughty Johnny's. Be sure to check them out. All right. On this day, September 10th, in sports history, 1961, Mickey Mantle tied a Major League Baseball record for home runs when he hit the 400th of his career. 1972, Gale Sayers of the Chicago Bears retired from the National Football League. And that's so sad because Gale Sayers retired because of a knee injury. If they had the technology back then, what they do now for ACL and MCL, I think Gale Sayers might have gone down as one of the greatest running backs in the history of the NFL.
You're very right. Very, very right.
Kansas City Comet, he scored 6 touchdowns in a game. I mean, never forget that. 1974, Lou Brock of the St. Louis Cardinals set a new Major League Baseball record when he stole his 105th base of the season. Lou Brock could have thief up some base, though.
I'm glad that's all he used to thief, though. But yeah, he could have thief a base.
1988, Steffi Graf achieved tennis first Grand Slam since Margaret Court in 1970. 1992, in Minneapolis, Minnesota, a federal jury struck down professional football's limited free agency system. 2002, Gary Suter retired from the NHL after a 17-year career. I know you were happy because he used to own your Dodgers.
Why do you always try to find these opportunities to rub things?
Because I'm that guy. I'm your sports nemesis. 2006, Roger Federer won his 3rd straight U.S. Open and his 12th overall. Sports quote of the day, a nickel isn't worth a dime anymore. Yogi Berra. That sounded like a Yogi quote.
Not Yogi. That only Yogi said them kind of things.
Yep. I tell you, he had some Yogi-isms out of this world.
Yeah.
But let's slide from history to the local sports scene. And let's give it again. And it's all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. Don't forget, every Wednesday, Whopper Wednesday. You got the Whopper fries and soft drink, $5.75 VAT included, man. You cannot beat that. Nothing like a Whopper, especially on the Wednesday, on Whopper Wednesday. Walcott promoted to AA. He's expected to play against the Sod Poodles today. Bahamian minor leaguer Sebastian Walcott is on the move again. The number 2 overall prospect of the Texas Rangers and number 37 in all of Major League Baseball has been promoted from High A Hickory to AA Frisco for the rest of the season. Walcott, 18, was having a strong season for the Crawdads, the Hickory Crawdads, with a .261 average, 10 home runs, 49 RBIs, and 60 runs scored in 116 games for the Rangers High A affiliate. He has shown flashes of speed with 26 stolen bases and 9 triples. Walcott joins Frisco Rough Riders in Frisco, Texas today, just before the 6-game series against the Amarillo Sod Poodles in downtown Amarillo, Texas.
You'll be in the majors next year. Once you hit AA, that's it. You'll be in the majors next year. There's no real difference between the AA and AAA. That's that all the AAA players are major league ready. Then there's some AA players. So once you hit AA, the next step could either be AAA. And once you're in AAA, you'll be in the majors next year. You'll be there sometime. If not at the beginning of the season, you'll be there before the end of the year.
Caller, I see I come to you right now. Azerbaijan Gymnastics supports training in the Bahamas. But that was a tongue twister right there. I sound like Pearly trying to say a Latino baseball player's last name.
I said that's another big word. Oh, my goodness.
The Gymnastic Federation of the Bahamas is the beneficiary of assistance for training of its coaches and athletes from both the Azerbaijan Gymnastics Federation. So their federation is going to underwrite the cost of travel for one of its coaching experts to the Bahamas to conduct the first of several coaching clinics. and moving to sail, and Bahamian sailors make their mark at the World Championships. The Bahamian sloop John B. with Captain Gavin McKinney and crew members Lars Horn Johansson and Matthias Dahlman captured the Corinthian title at the 2024 International 5.5 Meter Class World Championships at the Yacht Club de l'Idrette in Bénodet, France. They finished ninth overall as well. So there you go. Bahamian's doing big things on the daily all around the world in sports. All right, that's
Bahamians can sail a boat now. Bahamians can sail up a boat.
That's a wrap on the home court. All brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. We'll get into who's in and who's out. All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros coming up. But let's get to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
What's up, Pearly? What's up, Nazi? What's up, man? How y'all doing?
St. Petersburg.
What's going on, St. Pete?
Hey, check this out. I was watching the video when your boy got arrested right there in here, right? What y'all think about that? What you think about that? What you think about that video, man?
I think on multiple levels, the law enforcement was wrong. I think they should have definitely removed from working any functions at Hard Rock. But it seemed to be something there. To me, it looked like they had targeted Tyreek. I think maybe, you know, they'd seen him go in and out of the stadium times before, and I guess, you know, good old-fashioned hater raid. Profiling.
Because they said he was speeding over 60 miles. They said, did you put a radar gun on it? No. It was a sight estimation. So off of that alone, you have no case to say you're sure he was doing 60 miles an hour. And he said he put the window up because he didn't want to draw no attention to be embarrassed. And the guy was just being belligerent. And so he snatched him out of the car. So now that can cost you your job.
Yeah. But like I said, I mean, what I get on the video, if you know you're wrong, you should have said, "I'm officer, I'm sorry, I was wrong. You know, I'm late for my game." You know, I mean, the cop who cursed at him, he look at he's a dirty cop. You know, so he don't need to be on the phone. Because I believe if that was night, they probably would have whooped his butt. But like I said, it's a better way for him. You know, he should have known. He's a superstar. I believe if he'd have let the cops know he was, they probably would have given him a warning. You know what I'm saying?
He gave them his ID. He gave them his driver's license. No, they had his driver's license in their hand.
But when the cop pulled up to me, he was like arguing like crazy. Oh, that's what I'm saying. But you know, some the most racist set of cops in Miami are Hispanic cops. They do. You know.
But hold on now, that's up in Broward near Hard Rock. That's them Broward cops.
Yeah, they too now.
Yeah.
But like I said,
I'm just saying, don't beat Miami Dade with that stick. That stick broad enough to reach from Dade County to Broward County.
Man, you know, like I was saying, man, two wrongs don't make a right. If you know you're wrong, and I have a police friend. I have a lot of police friends. If the cops tell you you was going, you never admit that you was, how many, if they ask you know how fast I was going, you never tell them how fast you're going. If you say I was going fast, certain amount, but then, show me the proof of it. If they ain't got a proof of it, boom. But you don't never tell a cop you was going 80 or 90 miles an hour. Never give them that officer because you, like I said, what they say, I could use against you in court. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, you know, it's sad though, man. I don't understand, man. You know, some of these guys, they think they celebrity. They get kind of cocky too now. You know.
Yeah, I mean, I got Texas chiming in now. Now, Naughty called it 400. Tyreek was also dead wrong. Put your window down. Why are you screwing up the window for? Comply with the officer's demands.
He put his window down. He told him, asked him what it's about. He said, do what you have to do. I'm running late. He gave him his pass. Then the cop walked off. He put his window up, and the cop took exception to that. But he said, I put my window up because who I am, and I didn't want to draw attention to me.
Now, I also heard in that video, too, and they clearly got him out of the car, and then he realized who it was, and you can clearly hear him say, that's Tyreek Hill.
Yep.
And from that moment on, they could have tried to handle it a little more, you know, diplomatically.
In the state of Florida, you don't have to roll your windows down, but if they tell you to get out of the car, you have to get out of the car. You can get out of the car and lock your door.
No. Hold on. You don't have to get out of the car. You have to ask them, did I commit an offense? Am I under arrest?
Trust me. In the state of Florida, you don't have to roll it.
No. With all due respect, I'm saying debate on this because I've seen multiple videos where cops in Florida have been taken to task and disciplined for that same thing right there. I need to see your ID. Well, why? Why do you need to see my ID? Am I convicted of a crime? Am I a suspect? No, but we're doing an investigation. We're here.
But if you speeding, that already, I won't say it's a crime, but it's a.
No, St. Pete, if you speeding and you show me on the radar gun I speeding, we good. But you telling me you guesstimating what I did, now we got to talk. I need to see my lawyer.
Yep, there was no radar gun, so they had no proof to say he was going over the speed limit.
If they want to get in your car, they got to get a warrant for that. That's why he said, when they tell you get in the car, they give you a lawful order. You got to get in the car. I mean,
but they didn't give him time. He said, get in the car.
If I'm not, you know, guilty of a crime or a suspect of a crime, then that's it.
Trust me. Google it, Lord.
No, listen, St. Pete. I understand what you're saying, okay? But I've been on the road and the highways and the byways of America.
Yes,
doing stand-up comedy. So I've seen, my brother. I've seen.
But some of them cops do have tip on their shoulders now.
Yes, they do.
Some of them jealous, they feel.
Yes, they do, but again.
I don't want to see racism, but some of them feel black man driving a Spencer. Some of them are haters now. I mean, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, you could see when he's clearly handcuffed and on the ground sitting down, you still had an officer jump on him from behind trying to go around his neck.
I wanted a cop. The one who suspended, he cursed at him.
And, you know, I mean, you've seen all of this stuff with George Floyd more recently. You know, you'd think some modicum of, you know, decorum would come into play. And I can't tell you what, like, you know, I went to school in Florida, St. Pete. All right? So I know what you're talking about, and I've seen it evolve. I have friends in law enforcement over there as well, just like I have friends in law enforcement over here, and I'll say the same thing. You cannot let a few bad apples spoil a bunch of good ones.
Yeah. Hey, but like I said, different stuff. You see when these guys sign these big old contracts, people think they're getting all that money. They might get that signing bonus. But they pay job tax, they pay state tax, and if they live in the state but pay state income tax, them guys don't really get much. After Uncle Simon gets it, and then when that goes towards the income, they got to file income tax. So they really don't get all that money, you know. So that's why they get them big signing bonus. So Doc signed for 200 some million. Time see that pay all this.
No. Hold on. Doc signed for $240 million, $231 million guaranteed. Now, yes, by the time you take out state tax, agent tax, this tax, baby mama tax,
yeah,
it can be chopped down.
And then when you file for income tax again, that goes towards your income. They're going to tax you again on that. That's the way it is. A lot of people say, oh, they're making big. But Tom, just if he guarantees $60 million a year, times all them taxes, that might be down to $45, $40 million a year. You know what I'm saying? Uncle Sam going to get his off the top.
But speaking of agents, you know that Tyreek called one of the most powerful names in football yesterday, that singular name known throughout the NFL and Major League Sports. Drew! Drew, they arrested me, Drew! Drew, they arrested me, Drew! And that's one man, Drew Rosenhaus. That's what they're talking about. He is a legend when it comes to being an agent.
And he was on the scene right away.
What I didn't like is Calais Campbell pulled over to see what's going on, and they tried to lock him up, too.
You see the police. Let me see your license.
You're dealing with me now, senor. You're dealing with me. I want to see your license. Your license. You're St. Petersburg. I want to see your license. I want to see your license right now.
Boy, look at, honestly, I believe that situation was nice. It would have been a different story, boy.
When I saw that dude come out there, Dan, talking about, you're dealing with me now. You're dealing with me now. I want to see your license. I said, shouldn't he be doing drywall somewhere and not being an officer? But anyway, that's a different story for another day. St. Pete, I got another call. We got to get to it, man, but I appreciate you chiming in, my brother.
Hey, buddy, be safe.
You too, St. Pete. Enjoy the ride home, you know, and check us out on the bridge when you're stuck for an hour. Talking heads.
Yeah, Naughty. Hey, Pearls. Yeah, Pearly, we missed you yesterday.
What's going on, Muff?
Yeah, I apologize.
What happened, Naughty? They Buffalo Bills fans. That's what happened. They pulled for the Buffalo Bills.
Oh.
That's what happened. Yeah. But even when the man handcuffed, it only is a traffic offense. The man handcuffed now.
You see the one jump on his neck from behind?
You want to force the man to the curb. Get down, man. I guess I had a knee operation, man.
And then the dude jumps on him from behind and grips him around his neck.
It only a traffic now. There's ain't no gun, no school shooting, no murder, none of the traffic now. And anyone should know Tyreek Hill in Miami. Anyone in all America know that man. So the minute you're up with the car, you didn't know that, and you're right by the Dunfield Stadium. The man going to work probably 10, 5 minutes late. Why you have to have that attitude? Why you have to be so hostile against him? Man, that's hatred. That's racism. You know how them Cubans go. Really, that's down in Florida too, the Red State. Man, come on, man. Now, Naughty, the Wilson Jr., who you wanted to get from us? You
yeah.
telling me about yesterday, you don't get from us. That Wilson last night with the Jets, that's his brother?
No.
Oh, because there's player like, boy. There's player like. Them two Wilsons, they dangerous then. Yeah, because that Wilson, I mean...
No, you're talking about Garrett Wilson, the wide receiver, number 5?
Yeah, number 5, yeah.
Yeah, he's a wide receiver.
Wilson Jr., brother?
No.
Oh, okay. Well,
but y'all can free Uncle Jeffrey off the bench, though. Send us Jeff Wilson now. We send him to Dallas now.
Ah, ain't nothing happening. These are his play, but you see that Donnie pick up Saturday for us? Yeah, Pearly. Yeah, man, we was looking bad in the first quarter, but the season gets started, a little rust. But we have some work to do. I ain't pleased with that. I accept the win, but I ain't pleased with that. We can't play no Kansas City or no Bills. They're coming up Thursday like that. And be lucky to know and be lucky like that. No, we gotta do better than that.
I don't want you to think Buffalo looked good on Sunday either. They put up some points against a lot of teams, but don't think they can do that to Miami.
That's I know they can do that. Dust. I see Josh Allen floating in the end zone, diving in the end zone and thing, diving over fellas. But he ain't nothing happening. He can't do that over Howard them and thing. They say come in and things, man. And Ramsey, ain't nothing happening, man. Last night, Aaron Rodgers, yeah, he still looking. They're looking on him. He had one good drive when they scored a touchdown.
He looked ancient, man.
Yeah, but 49ers still had the number, man. Still got, hey, Purdy, Brock Purdy in that offense, that looked good. Debo Sanders, Samuels Jr., I think they look good, boy. Now offense good. And then Bosa had one good sack, rush him a couple of them. A lot of defensive player, Rasta. Who was playing for, who come in for McCaffrey.
Yeah, you're talking about Mason.
Yeah, Mason. Yeah, he came on bad. Yeah, because McCaffrey's calf wasn't free last night. His calf was locked up. So he couldn't do nothing. But Mason came on. Mason fell in the gap and came on bad. But I know he made Mama proud last night. Yeah. But we can see I'd go to tomorrow night. After Thursday night now, he'll have the best record in all NFL because he'll be the only team 2-0.
Yeah, I got Texas calling in saying, but Miami played the way they did. Buffalo could beat them.
Yeah, I know. That's why we ain't going to play the way we run now. We didn't look at that tape and we embarrassed. We ain't playing now. We played Buffalo last year in games, week 3. That's how we go up to put that on Buffalo this year.
All right.
We can beat them.
I got to take that in consideration, man. I flip in between you and Buffalo for this pick on Thursday, man.
Yeah, go with us and go for the money line.
Ah, there you go. You're playing it safe.
Yeah,
you ain't trusting that 1.5. All right.
Get to the picks, man. Pearly, we can talk. I can call you in the morning.
You and Pearly call Miami. Make sure I send us Jeffrey Wilson, please, man. We need a running back. We're going to take the first break right here in the second hour of Talking Heads, the Tuesday, September 10th edition. Flip side of the break. We'll be back at you. We'll check out who's in and who's out. Brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. We're getting our pro picks. So I brought you, of course, by the Island Game. And we'll get you ready for the final 10 or 15 with Colin Cowherd or Rich Eisen coming up. So keep it right where you got it. Caller, I see you. Hit us up right after the break, and we'll get you right on. The Tuesday, September 10th edition continues right after this.
Give God the thanks and praises. I've been on my own, but we ain't never left alone.
KFC Bucket Meals, now with larger, large sides. Make your wallet happier with a KFC Family Bucket featuring 8 pieces of juicy chicken, family fries, and 4 biscuits that feeds 4. A KFC Deluxe Bucket with 10 pieces of delicious chicken, 2 larger sides, and 4 biscuits that feeds 4 to 6. Or a KFC Party Bucket with 15 pieces of our chicken, 3 larger sides, and 6 biscuits that feeds 6. And we'll handle the dishes, plates and utensils included, so you can lick your fingers in peace. KFC knows value, and it's finger looking good.
You try to rest, roll with the best. East, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big, and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it. Just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece.
keys to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
You've asked for it, and so I am back. Kendani Campbell-Moss with Kenny's Corner. Let's talk about everything that makes your heart jump and makes you want to tingle. The radios are going to be set an absolute blaze. Tuesday, 6:30, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Kenny's Corner, ladies and gentlemen. Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. Tuesdays at 6:30.
We're going to give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Fenton Plan, Island Game, keep you winning. Percy Fenton Plan, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy Fenton Plan, Island Game, we got you. Percy Fenton Plan, from the friends you can trust, it's winning is a must. Go play the game, you know, cause yours. Percy's Island Game, so put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
They say it's the summer, and I say the world. But there in some people world, you never shine at all.
These rows of flames are catching a fire. Sing my song, my song. I've been on this road for way too long. I've been hoping that we all get along. These roads of flames are catching a fire. Ah, showed you I loved you, you called me a liar.
Well, I got you on the Tuesday, September 10th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty, along with Earl the Pearl and your company, right up until 6 p.m. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
Yeah, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on, Skiller?
Man, yesterday I got caught up in something and I totally did for.
Man, I was talking to you for the longest and you was dealing with the bike coming to clean your yard and things, so yeah, I had to politely hang up. Yeah. I didn't want to put your business on national radio. But I hope you got your yard clean. What's going on, though?
Yeah, a couple people called me and told me that. even my sister, husband. Yeah, see, yeah, everything. But listen, I was calling though to correct the boy, man.
Which boy?
Yeah.
About what?
The kitchen. Go straight in the back by the kitchen. What do you name? Mr. Dolphin? What
do you Mystery Dolphin? Mystery Dolphin? What happened?
You know, he ain't too good, you know. Really?
None of y'all who's calling show had too good. That's a criteria. None of our heads good. I remember
did
that.
You hear him yesterday?
Pearly. No, Pearly was missing in action yesterday. What's going on, though?
But, Naughty, when I say yeah, it ain't good, right? Listen to what he say about y'all quarterback.
I always let him beat up his gun about Dak. Everything cool. He wish Dak was his quarterback.
But Tooley ain't this and Tooley ain't that.
But you heard what the callers tell him, right? You can't, you know, either you support the team or not.
Exactly. How you could say
but you know, the bottom line
together,
is,
we got a quarterback. What did something with the last? How much quarterback that was since Dan Marino?
What say? What was your question, Skiller?
Huh?
What was your question?
How much quarters back since Don Marino before Tula?
Too many.
Okay. And he ain't nothing them do with Tula do. And I don't understand this, these fellas. How you could be a Dolphin, die-hard Dolphin, and you fighting against the only player, the only quarterback with potential, a kindness to the Super Bowl? Come on, man. I don't know what's wrong with
that. Dolphin Nation, y'all got a random mystery Dolphin, man.
What the NFL does is they rate your quarterback. And on Sunday, okay. Tua was the highest rated quarterback of the day.
I got you, Skiller. All right.
Yeah, we can play catch up. I got one or two things I got to do.
Good stuff, man. Handle your business. Caller, I got you. Coming to you. Let's go to the next call. Talking heads.
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey there, boy. I had listened to your previous caller with the case with Dari, right? And according to what I saw, I made sure the tape. The police officer pulled him over. And, you know, he's speeding, right? And he tap on the glass, and then he shoot the glass, let out the glass. So Carrie said, he ain't letting out the glass, blah, 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 who he is, and this and that. So when he did that, the police still tap, you know, him to let the glass down. Now, when he didn't want to let it down, they open up the door, and that's when they pull him out the car and lock him up. So then come out of that, you know. Now, if he'd have let the glass down and say who he is and say he late for the game, then they would have known.
And the truth be told, truth be told, they pulled him over. He pulled over. He pulled out his driver's license. When the guy walked to the window, the guy banged on the glass. He put his hand and said, "Why you have to bang on the glass? You ain't give me a chance." The guy said, "I tried to get your attention." He said, "Here's my thing. Do what you have to do." The officer turned around to walk off, and when he turned around to walk off, he put his glass back up. And he said, "The guy had to protect himself from being seen."
And then the fellow pulled him over, like I say, he's a 37-year veteran, you know. So, like, you know, I don't think he died. Well, I see they show me, they better tell him to let it.
Now, just how your take on your perception of the video is one thing. I'm sure mine is different. Pearly's is different. And a judge and jury, if it gets there, will probably be different, too.
Well, yeah, I wasn't giving my perception. I'm giving what I saw on the video.
I think that can come out of that.
All right, man. Good stuff, man. I got a couple other calls. Be safe, man. Good to hear from you. Let's get to the other call. Talking heads.
Yeah, what's going on, Naughty?
Hey, what's going on, 52?
What's going on, Pearly?
Right there, bro.
Yeah, but, you know, I side with Pearly on my analogy of the Tyreek Hill, right? And so, obviously, there's hate away. Thank God he didn't need voice aid, right?
Yes, sir.
I thought Pearly gave a quick synopsis of what really happened. The thing is, you can see the hate away from the start. I lived in the States, and so, for me, with a black man driving a car like that, right, definitely is a problem. But here's where the problem lies. Pearly already said he already gave him the driver's license. So the officers, in trying to bring that type of slave mentality back, is like to say, why are you screwing up the glass? It's like it became kind of personal after that, like just to target somebody and create a problem. So if the boy screw up the glass, he screw up the glass. You understand what I'm saying? But it seems to me as if it's just that you... Even if it was me, I was the opposite. I see a person driving a car of that caliber. I would not handcuff and put him to the ground unless he killed someone or he on an APB for armed robbery or he just, you understand what I'm saying, Pearly? Not for a traffic stop saying speeding, but speeding. I make over 100 miles. I made over 100 miles on the I-95 late in the night on Sunday morning coming from Club Rolex and wherever I used to be in my young days.
But you know about Rolex, boy. So yeah, you know about Strawberry too and Magic City. Hey, stop yourself. Stop the foolishness.
But I want to talk some football with Pearly because Pearly say week 6, right? But, hey, Purse.
Hey.
I had a dream. And it was men dressing, the guys were dressed in yellow and black. You saw the other day with our game, the Steelers, you saw we stopped them on 4th-and-1, right?
I saw that.
Yeah, you saw that. You see the Bengals, right?
Bengals
look
bad.
You saw the Bengals game?
We saw that debacle.
But what I'm looking at, Purse, is for you, Naughty, because I want you to do this analogy. So who had the low scoring games? I think the Bengals, what score was 16-10? That was the Bengals and the Bengals and the Browns or someone? Was it division team? Score was 10-16. So these are the type. And I look at Pearly them game too, because Pearly got a low scoring game too, right? The score was 70. What was the low scoring game too, right?
16-10.
Yeah, those are the type of scores I'm looking at. So that's what I call defense. So Pearly said week 6. So I just want to know that Pearly, you know, he saw the 4th-and-1 stop. We didn't give them inches. So he know the curtain is up. So So you be certain, Pearl, I come up here in week 6, you talk about the Steelers, but I can't say that because you all win. Naughty, I like Dallas, I like Doc.
You ain't going to like us on October 6th, though, because we coming right to Pittsburgh and punching your mouth.
Yeah,
and I can be right there to remind you.
You got some fun. Give thanks. Yeah.
Yes, I. Bless up 52. Be safe. All right, Pearlie.
Yeah, I love it.
Let's jump on in, man. We got the picks lined up. We picking WNBA tonight. I sent it to you already to have a gander, but I got to remind you, man, of the Island Game takedown. That's right. It's the big NFL takedown with the Island Game. And listen, man, all you have to do, sign up with the Island Game. Simply log on to theislandgame.com. Log on with their sports book. All right. Set up an account. Once you verify, they're going to put some bonus bucks on there. All right. To give you a little incentive to pay a little more. But definitely sign up for the Island Game NFL Takedown. All right, play on the sportsbook, making a $20 bet, single ticket or parlay, and be entered to win with 4 drawings. September's drawing wins $2,000. October's drawing wins $3,000. November's drawing wins $5,000. December's drawing is the grand prize, and that is a trip for 2, all expenses paid to the NFL Super Bowl in New Orleans this February. So it pays to play and win on multiple levels with the Island Game, and the Island Game always reminds you to play responsibly. All right, Pearlie, let's jump on in. We WNBA in it tonight, man.
I know, man. You know that my girl is out for the season, right?
3 big games. Get over it, man. You still got Cardoso to pull for.
Yeah, but, oh, man, I miss her. She had a small fracture in her hand, and if they don't fix it, it could go to a big fracture.
And now you have a broken heart.
Yes, I'm all worried about Lord. My girl. But she's going to be fine. She's going to be running and working out and everything like that just to keep fit. And she'll be well rested for next year. So
follow her on YouTube and Instagram during those workouts, Pearlie, for great off-season smiles just for you.
Yeah, I'm sure. When I talk to her, I'll tell her that.
All right, we got the Minnesota Lynx at the Atlanta Dream tonight. Lynx 5.5-point favorites. I think they covered over the Dream.
I like the Lynx and the points.
We got the New York Liberty on the road against the Dallas Wings, 10.5-point favorites. I think they cover it.
Ooh, that's close. But you know what? The Liberty really playing good ball and they're getting ready for playoffs. I'll take the points as well.
Play it safe if you want and go with the money line. And then the third one of the night, the Connecticut Sun on the road against the LA Sparks, 11.5-point favorites. I think they get it done. The Sparks lost by 12.
This one, the Connecticut Sun has scored a lot. And the Sparks, without my girl Brink and the injury, they're not very good this year. They're going to have a pretty good pick next year. So they should be a pretty decent team next year. But this year, I like the Sun and a bit the points.
There you go. And we're up out of here, Pearlie, because right now we're going to take that quick break. And the final 15 of the day, Richie Eisen taking us home. Overreaction Tuesday. He's talking the 49ers, the Jets, the Giants, and more. It's Overreaction Tuesday with Rich Eisen taking us home today on Talking Heads. Quick break. And that's what'll be taking you home. Okay, and me and Pearlie.
The whole state of New York have a broken heart this year. But anyway.
Anyhow, we can talk baseball tomorrow and Pearlie here too, boy. Yeah, we can make sure I got some extra baseball in. But like I said,
I'm worried. I just waiting on playoffs. Now Yamamoto's back today after being out of almost 2 months.
All right, you're sounding like that Dodger guy now. Just relax. For everybody who chimed in, good stuff, man. Be good, Bahamas. And if you can be good at it. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads.
We can taste that in the moonlight. Baby, if you with me, better do right. And I've been gone too long. And I'm hoping that you sing my song. My song. I've been on this road for way too long. I've been hoping that we all get along. These roads of flames are catching a fire.
Living with a neurological condition shouldn't define you. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we do whatever it takes to make life better today while discovering new treatments for a brighter tomorrow. From epilepsy management to specialized spine care and brain tumor surgery, we're delivering world-class neurology care for the day-to-day, for the days you live for every care in the world. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/Caribbean.
You've asked for it, and so I was with Kenny's Corner. Let's talk about everything that makes your heart jump and makes you want to tingle. The radios are going to be set an absolute blaze. Tuesday, 6:30, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Kenny's Corner, ladies and gentlemen. Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. Tuesdays at 6:30.
Why can't treat day be every day? Get the new KFC Value Box for only $9.95, packed with one piece of your favorite fried chicken, cheesy mashed potatoes, three 100% real white meat nuggets, a buttery biscuit, a delicious dessert biscuit, and an ice-cold 16-ounce soda. Name a crunchier deal. You can't. Order your new favorite deal online with Messenger or WhatsApp Hi to 557-3663 to start your KFC order today. KFC knows value, and it's finger-licking good.
Nassau, get ready for a night you simply won't want to miss. For the first time in over 40 years, experience an evening with Eddie Menace live at the Amphitheater Nassau Cruise Port on Saturday, October 5th. Tickets are on sale now. Go to TicketBoxEvents.com or go to the Nassau Cruise Port box office located in the Junkanoo Museum. Joining Eddie Menace, Gino D, Ira Soul, and the Higher Level Band. An evening with Eddie Menace live at the Amphitheater Nassau Cruise Port, Saturday, October 5th. Get your tickets now.
Are you tired of the same old 5K runs? Want something more? Then get ready for the Chick Charney Challenge City Run on September 28th, starting at Crypto Wild. Test your strength, stamina, and spirit. It takes all of you to dodge, climb, conquer obstacles as you race through the heart of the city. Lace up and get to the Chick Charney Challenge City Run. Register now on our website, chickcharneychurin.com, or on our social media pages. Brought to you by Kalina, Island Yogurt, Advantage Insurance, Art of Graphics, Crypto Wild, and Guardian Radio 96.9.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
They say the sun, and I shine for all. But there in some people world, you never shine at all.
Oh, that was crap. That was garbage. This place sucks.
Reaction
Mondays.
Monday. On a Tuesday.
All right, Christopher.
Hey.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Everybody good?
We're good.
Tuesday?
Yeah, man. We're
Mike,
good.
Great to see you. We missed you in Kansas City. Not really.
I know. I wanted the food.
The 49ers should be number one in everyone's power rankings this week.
Okay. That's an overreaction, especially since I know how I'm going to do my power rankings tomorrow. So, come on, man. What recency bias?
What do you mean, man? You know what I saw last night? The best team in the National Football League. They took the team that everyone thought, oh, the Jets are going to make them look stupid.
Who thought that?
With a backup running back who'd never really played before.
Excuse me.
Come on, guys.
As you know, I came on the show today and gave the 49ers all the flowers that they deserve, and there's many of them to spread around. Offense, defense, special teams.
The Chiefs won by a toenail.
Offense, defense, special teams. I understand you, certainly in segments like this, Overreaction Monday is all about what the people are saying. Yeah. It's all about what fans are saying.
Here's
it's
the
what,
people.
What our friends in media are saying.
Yes.
And how one specific game can cause a knee-jerk overreaction. And some people in the media put the jerk in knee-jerk. That's not us. However, Chris, the 49ers did what they did last night against a team that has a lot of hype around it. The Chiefs did what they did on Thursday night, despite winning by a toenail or not, against the team that hosted them in last year's AFC Championship game after having the best record in the American Football Conference, fielding the defending most valuable player of the National Football League. Come on. One thing is not like the other, as the children's theme would go.
Hall of Fame quarterback,
true.
Two fantasy players,
correct.
First round players
correct.
On their team,
correct.
A supposed top five defense.
Supposed.
And they made them look like a junior high team.
Which, by the way, you got to beat the team that's in front of you and do what you need to do to win. And if you can beat them up in the process and show their heartbeat, and show them their beating hearts in your hand while ripping it out of their chest and show it to you pumping, all the better.
Here, coach.
That said, at this point in time, the Ravens are last year's number one seed. The Jets on the clock team. What else, Chris?
I don't know.
What else? The Niners are great, but I mean, normally I don't give you a preview of my power rankings, but
right.
This just in.
Got to overreact.
Come on.
To the other team that played on Monday Night Football. Oh, DJ, I could have went in many directions here.
This guy.
At least 30.
This guy.
Directions.
I thought about saying Rodgers should have just retired. But Rich, the Jets.
Get out of here. He wasn't. Come on.
The Jets aren't going to win as many games as they did last year.
They won 7 last year.
They're not winning that many.
I'll call that an overreaction.
I didn't see many wins from that team.
Let me say something to you. The best positive to come out of last night's game wasn't that one drive where Garrett Wilson looked like the number one receiver in the National Football League and Aaron Rodgers looked like the multiple MVP that he is.
That was a good 7 minutes.
It was great. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Right? And that's what the Jets offense can do. And hopefully for them, more consistent. Correct? So, but the best thing for the Jets is Aaron Rodgers was healthy. He had a post-game press conference standing there as a healthy man. Dude.
Where is A-Rod right now?
Not heading west to visit Dr. Neil Elatrosh's operating room. That's what things were like at this point 1 year from Thursday. That's the anniversary of the day after. And there is no day after. The day after is you're 0-1. Let's try it again against Tennessee. Right. What else, Chris?
Good luck.
You don't mean it. That's not an overreaction.
Hey, you're looking
either.
Up at us in the standings, which I didn't think
that's
would
a
happen
true story.
All year.
That's
all
a
year.
True story.
I don't think we're talking enough about these two players, two running backs who went to different homes. Either Joe Mixon or Saquon Barkley going to lead the NFL in rushing this year.
I don't think that's an overreaction.
I hope not.
Well, McCaffrey missed one game already. Derrick Henry, you know, didn't light it up in week one. These guys have a nice head start on them. Obviously, you know, they're not going to do this every week. But I wouldn't be surprised if one of these guys went wire to wire. Who else could there be?
I mean, I hope so because they're on my fantasy team, which beat you this week.
That's correct.
You know, so.
I know that. I know that was tough for me. And by the way, I only lost by 2 points despite that double dip.
If we were playing horseshoes or hand grenades, that almost would matter.
I am aware of that.
7 guys had 100 yards this week.
Who else?
Kenneth Walker, Ramondre Stevenson.
Ramondre!
J.K. Dobbins, obviously Jordan Mason on Monday night, and Lamar Jackson.
So out of those guys, you know, Kenneth Walker didn't finish the game.
Did not.
Right, and we're going to see how healthy he is.
He did a post-game press conference, so I imagine he's
another one is a quarterback, although great quarterback. But Lamar's not going to lead the league in rushing. Right? I think Mason's not going to play. You already heard. There's not going to be a two-tier system. There's not going to be a two running back situation in San Francisco.
And Aaron Jones and David Montgomery each had over 90 yards.
Yeah, they might make a nice run, but I'm not going to push back on this one. I don't think this is an overreaction.
Joe Mixon
to say that.
Really impressive.
He sure as hell was.
He looks so good.
And by the way, if you're focusing on Stephon Diggs and Nico Collins and Tank Dell and Dalton Schultz and C.J. Stroud, and then you turn around and hand to this guy,
ooh, buddy,
he might have some room.
Yeah.
He might have some light boxes, as they say.
Oh. Is that the 2024 phrase it pays?
I don't know.
All right. How about this one, guys? We talked a little bit yesterday about Giants.
Yes, sir.
Yesterday on Overreaction Monday podcast, I said we're already on Drew Lock watch.
I agreed with you.
We're also on Bill Belichick watch for 2025 for the New York Giants.
Dude.
I mean...
Dude,
it's already time, Rich.
Before you answer, I just want to point out that CM Punk proved this year that you can go back home again. So
I can't sit here and just one weekend is where that we're on Belichick watch in New York. That's,
already,
that's much.
He's got rings. That's there, a lot. Rich.
That's a lot. I will say this in advance of Wednesday's What the Football with Susie Schuster and Amy Trask. I did email Amy last night. You know, I try not to influence subject matters, but I'm kind of...
You put your thumb on the scale too much.
On occasion, you know. Yeah. I mean, it's the Rich Eisen Podcast Network. I said, hey, when the co-owner of the team is caught on the Hard Knocks camera saying, I will delegate to you what you wish to do with Saquon Barkley's free agency. I just don't want to see him walk to Philadelphia. And he walks to Philadelphia, and he scores 3 touchdowns in the opener.
3.
And you then perform like this in week one. What do you say to John Mara when you see him in the hallway?
Is there
any similarity to a moment like that? I know, again, she was a team president, and a Hall of Fame version of that, as a matter of fact, I should say. She didn't shop the groceries for the Raiders. I'm like, is there any similarity, a situation like that for Al Davis? and she said she will address the subject matter this week.
Oh.
Jim Nance is the guest. I will just throw that out there as a, as they say, I'll call this an overreaction. Okay. It's just 1 week. That's why I said Giants fans need a hug.
Big time.
What else, Chris?
Guys, I think I got COVID.
Chris Long yesterday called this player cooked. And we talked about
Mark Brandon.
Not Brandon.
Not the Archer who scored the touchdown.
Not Brandon. We talked to Mark Sessel earlier. He called it an apocalypse. The Browns need to move on ASAP from Deshaun Watson.
They got
to
give him at least another day or two on a Sunday.
You mean game or two?
Game or two. Yeah, that's what I should say. Day or two.
We're getting close to crab legs in the clubhouse and
AEWs. You owe $92 million after this year. Again, the Broncos showed you that teams can take a dead cap hit of $80 million, right, and spread it out over 2 years and get a rookie quarterback and try and win games. We'll see how that plan plays out over the next 2 years, because that's a large chunk. That's a nice chunk of the pie, right? out of the salary cap.
Yeah, for sure.
So we'll see how the Broncos fare. I don't know, because the Browns are slated to win right now, though. Like right now, they're supposed to win right now. They're built to win right now, and so I understand that you could say then let's try and win it right now with Jameis Winston.
Yeah.
I'm not willing to say that they're going to do that just yet. We'll see how he looks in Jacksonville. You know, if Sam Darnold went 19-24 against the Giants defense, that's your bar that you got to leap past, or at least match in week three.
You would think
Vegas.
You would think weeks three, four, five. Those are winnable games that they should win.
By the way, Vegas. The way that the Chargers beat Vegas wasn't by outpassing them.
No, they pounded.
It was a physical game, that physical game that the Browns, you would think, could win. Boy, did they lose it this Sunday. I mean, the Cowboys out physical them too.
Yeah, big time.
Which I know, but
it is now.
It's a sports word. So I'll just push back on this as an overreaction. Doing it after week one, like right now, like, hey, Deshaun, you're benched.
Like Chris
Long
said yesterday.
It's Jameis Winston in Jacksonville.
This train coming.
I know.
Pull the ripcord.
I think it's still too early. Chris?
All right. Okay, Jim.
Yeah, one
all
more.
Right, last one.
Okay, Jim.
Last one, and this is mostly for Mike Hoskins in the back.
All right, man. I think Mike wants to play the drop in the worst way. You got it?
You think we need one more? Really? All right, we'll get one more.
All right, Chris, what else you got?
Thank you. Josh Allen and the Bills, they proved the road to the AFC title still goes through Buffalo.
I don't know if they proved it, but I think what they definitely proved is anybody that thinks that they're going to have a demise, it's greatly exaggerated.
Josh Allen, your week one MVP, right?
He's up there.
He did something only Steve Young has done.
I know that.
Oh, two rushing and two passing touchdowns in the same game.
I'm aware of that.
Okay. I was just explaining for the audience.
Yeah, I'm aware of that. I'm aware of that. So, yeah, I got you. Impressive.
Short week this week in Miami.
Very impressive. So I think this is still premature that the road to the AFC still goes through Buffalo. Can I put a pin in it? Keep my or move the chess piece. Just, keep my just, finger keep, on it. And let's revisit right this Friday.
Can we revisit this Friday? On Friday?
Yeah,
sure. Yeah, Miami didn't really impress me last week, but
dude, you can't discount the way that the manner in which they walked into the locker room that day. You just can't. Cannot discount.
That's true.
That did you hear what happened to Tyreek?
Yeah, you're right.
And what's going on and how the hell did that play? Did you hear what happened with Calais and John?
Yeah, I meant on the field. But yeah,
I understand that. You're but right. The fact that, like you can't. They're not robots. I'll just keep my finger on the piece and say, ask me Friday.
I will.
You know, that just reminds me of the time when I used to cover baseball at ESPN.